my mantle in the dark door that I didn't paint then. Mm-hmm. But I'm letting it run down and I need a lot of work done. My screens are gone and I need to get under it and check my floor joists and things. Bathroom, I need some new equipment. I have to do all that myself. They say high labor, I can't pay it. When you're doing things like that yourself, you just have to do it when you can and take your time. Mm-hmm. Again, that's the way I make money. I take these high-priced carpenters and these plumbers and things.
Yeah.
No, they'd work for me a few days, they'd have my house.
Tying out the parts of the fireplace, say that the smoke goes up through the...
Yeah, your smoke goes up. You got a draft that pulls your smoke up.
Uh-huh.
Now, you see the door there, that's just a portable door.
Mm-hmm.
Won't be but a few days before I'll have that out of there and put it away all of the winter when I'm burning wood. I keep that corner full of wood over there.
Mm-hmm.
I hardly ever use it. We've got a double fireplace. Yes, I enjoy it, sitting in that old fire, smoke rack.
What's that?
Smell that wood.
Uh-huh. On the outside of the building, you might have a brick or long time ago they had stick and dirt.
Stick and dirt chimneys.
Uh-huh.
Clay that I've seen in the building. I've seen women in my time that can build over and stick and dirt chimneys, just like a man. You at your age, can't imagine things being done in those days that people will tell you about, but they happened to them. Sure did, they happened, I've seen them. And there's one thing that I'm kind of hard against, and that is a lie. The only way that I would tell a lie would be to help somebody out that was in trouble or something or other.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not a lie in the sight of the Lord. When you just willfully lie out of anything, why, you'll sin.
And the fireplace, that part down there, the brick that you call master.
You see, that there is a solid foundation from that right down to the ground, in the ground. It's a big foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And your chimney comes up smaller in the middle of all that big foundation.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you have a name for the part that comes out?
Have a what?
Have a name for that part that comes out?
I believe that is called an arch. There's something about a fireplace that's called an arch.
Would you call something
the hearth
or the hearth? Does that sound at all
familiar?
Or did you use that
one? I just, I don't want to say, maybe, you know. There is something about a fireplace that is called your arch. You got an arch in your foot. But there's something, it's an arch or something like that. I just don't know.
And
say
if you were going to build a fire, you set the wood on the...
You have two things inside of that door there, what you call fire dogs.
Mm-hmm.
It stands on two legs like that and comes out. You put your wood up on top of those two things.
Mm-hmm.
Pour your little kerosene on there, have some fat kindling wood under it and strike a match to that, and your draft pulls your fire up. You start your fire under the pile of wood that you got on there. Of course, when your draft starts pulling that fire up, why, it just sets that wood right on fire right quick.
Did you ever hear of taking a big piece of wood and setting that toward the back of the fireplace and maybe burn all night?
Well, yeah. The big old knots.
Uh-huh.
Take a big old piece of oak. I've got a lot of it out there, that green pine.